Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Billy Burton, Eagle Tribune.
Take two.
One of the good guys, covers this team for many, many years. Billy, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Am I here to talk about the best team in the American League right now?
No. Buddy, it's still, the season's early. Settle down, man. Settle down.
Okay, that's right.
And oh, by the way, the Red Sox have the best record in baseball.
It's a marathon. It is.
But you guys are looking pretty good. No doubt, buddy. But hey, Billy, I wanted to have you on because there's so much talk about two guys that are missing voluntary workouts up there. And it's big news because it's the guys, you know, it's the two biggest stars of the team, Tom Brady, of course, and Robert Gronkowski. From your perspective, what you've been hearing, what you're seeing, how serious of an issue is this with these guys not showing up for off-season workouts? Is this something that Pats fans and you know, should be worried about?
Yeah, this is a big deal, and the name you brought up, this is really about Belichick and Brady, but it's really about Belichick, Brady, and not Gronkowski, really Alex Guerrero, his workout guy, and that's where this all started. And you know, Brady, it's amazing, and let's be honest, we've talked about this, Teddy, and look, the San Antonio Spurs are going through it a little bit right now, too. It's amazing that it's lasted this long without more of these kind of conflicts. It's amazing.
You're right.
These are pro athletes making, you know, Brady's probably worth $1 billion, maybe close to $1 billion. You know, Belichick's worth probably $100 million. He's the best ever. Think about it, being on the same page for the most part for 18, 19 years. And they've been on the same page for the most part. And as you know, I think people just assume Brady and Belichick are best friends, and that's not the case. I assumed Belichick and Parcells were best friends. They're not. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting business, and there's a rift. And what's happened is Brady, and I can't blame him, you know, he's got – and I can't blame Belichick here. It's interesting because Brady's got his guy, his workout guy. He believes in him. Brady's looks – if you've seen him in person and you've seen him in person, Ted, he looks like he's 32, 33 years old. I can't refute what Alex Guerrero, his workout guru, has done. I can't, because Brady looks the part. He looks like he looks – you know, the pliability, the nimbleness. So I can't fight that. Because it's real. Now, what happened is Guerrero has different philosophies than the Patriots training staff, strength and conditioning staff, and that's where we have a problem, and that's where the problem started. And there's Alex's way, and then there's the old stodgy football way, and so then...
Hey, Billy, real quick, let me interrupt. Is this these guys not showing up for off-season workouts, is this a blatant kind of, you know, middle finger to Bill Belichick? Is this symbolically what that kind of looks like from the outside looking in?
Well, no, not yet. I will say it's the first 2 weeks are just for strength and conditioning. They don't really do much football stuff. The football starts in 2 weeks, and that's where there's, you know, actually 7-on-7. You know, they're not in pads, but they're going through plays. It's a lot more technical football stuff. A lot of the passing game, a lot of the scripting defenses. Mm-hmm. So that's where this would be. That's where the date's going to be interesting. 2 weeks from now. You know, I think we all expected. I don't think Brady's been there all the time for this first 2 weeks. I think Gronk has. Brady does have a little leeway. He's got a son that lives out in California. So I think he's been given extra time, deservedly so, to go out there. So, but it's going to be interesting in 2 weeks what happens, because that's when they're allowed to do more. And if Brady and Gronk aren't there, well, there is a rift. So I just think the rift is going to be really interesting how it's going to come together, because I was under the assumption that Kraft had sort of fixed this or tried to mend this right after the Super Bowl, and it appears like it hasn't been mended. And, you know, look, you got Danny Amendola down in Florida spouting some, guys aren't happy.
Guys are.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, more guys are calling them out than ever before. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was just going to say, is that it feels like Belichick has never been more embattled than he is right now, whether it's ex-players taking their shots, Gronk tweeting about how he wants Amendola to be happy and free. I think Giselle, even on Tom versus Time, has mentioned that her husband just wants to have fun and be appreciated. And I feel like, this all probably did begin with the whole TB12 and Guerrero stuff, Bill, but I have to believe it was really exacerbated by the Malcolm Butler decision in the Super Bowl. That is one that I know that the whole city of Boston, and I'm sure players in that locker room, are having a hard time getting over.
Okay. Go ahead. Yep, all set.
Yeah, I don't think you heard the question.
I'm back. Yeah, I hear what you said, and I agree with it. The Malcolm Butler, this was going on the last half of the season. So there were issues, and they got past them. The team was on a big roll. I was there in Denver when they went to Denver, and they went to Mexico and beat Oakland next week. Those were two big games on the road. Now, the teams ended up not being great, but I thought this team really came together then. Lo and behold, we find out in January that the problems really started in November, December, where they exacerbated themselves. So, look, how is this going to get fixed? I don't know. I would not be shocked if Rob Gronkowski has asked for a guaranteed deal next year, not the incentive-laden contract. I wouldn't be shocked if Bill traded him. And I wouldn't be shocked if Gronk played three more years somewhere else at $30 million guaranteed, if that were the case. So, if anything could happen. I think Bill and Tom have to get together and have to be on the same page here, because it can't work out. Because Bill's in charge, and it's got to be Bill's way, and they got to fix this soon. That's my opinion. I sensed this was going on at the end of last year, and they were good enough to get through it. But the Butler thing upset a lot of people, and people ask me all the time. I can't explain it. I can't explain it, and I can't explain some things Bill does, but that one.
But Bill, you know he's petty. I mean, you know Belichick's a petty guy. You know he holds grudges. You know he'll do things to guys, just to prove a point, right? I mean, that's kind of his MO, man.
Yeah, he's done it, and the thing is, you don't. In my opinion, you don't do that in the Super Bowl.
No,
you do that maybe in against Buffalo in December 1st. He's proven, Teddy, and we've written about this. I've talked to you about it. You know, superstars are out for three games, and they come back and they've won all three games, and all of a sudden you go, shoot, I'm good, but maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. And Belichick's got a way of doing that, but this is a tough one, because the Butler thing is a Super Bowl. You give your life. You dedicate it to the team. I'm waiting for someone to say, I understand why Belichick did it. I thought Devin McCourty sort of did that, but not fully. We need someone on the team to say, I didn't agree with it totally, but I do understand why Malcolm Butler did not play. We haven't heard that.
Bill Burt, Eagle Tribune, up in New England, joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Bill, does Bill Belichick have any allies in the building, outside the building?
Well, yeah, he does. It's a big showing. I mean, in fact, both of the players have shown up for the first beginning of OTAs. And in the building, Josh McDaniels signed on. He easily could have been anywhere else. Could have been the head of Colts, which would have been, in my opinion, a good gig. I'm not sure it's a great one. He chose to stay. What do we mean allies? Everyone still knows this guy is a genius and he's the best in the business. They know, and I don't know if right the word is he vindictive? Can he be vindictive or petty? I guess, people that know him say yes. People that have gone against him, Wes Welker, would say yes. this is going to be interesting how he gets through this. I'll tell you, he had a press conference last week, and he was he couldn't stop talking. The first, it was like the Unabomber letter. There's so many words to the press, the briefing. It's unbelievable how much he spoke about the draft. And it wasn't so much interesting detail, but he just talked and talked and talked, which is unlike him. So is he going to come out and be a little different guy this year? Did Kraft meet with him? You know, look, go back to Tom Coughlin. When Tom Coughlin, his 2007, the owner said, hey, I don't care how good you are. You better fix up. A lot of the guys are tired of it. You better fix it, or I'm going to let you go. I don't care how good of a coach you are. Is Kraft going to say that to Belichick? Has he said it to Belichick? I don't know. But there's issues here, and Tom and Bill better fix them.
Hey, Bill, real quick, man, real quick. Is Jonathan Kraft and Belichick, do they have a good relationship? Real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Is that a relationship should be worried about?
My opinion is it's not a great one. It's respectful. Bill deals with Robert.
Yeah.
And that's his guy. So, there's no, I'm not saying there isn't, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying Bill and Robert are the guys. I don't think Jonathan has a lot of connection there.
That's Bill Burt, the Eagle Tribune up in New England. Hey, Bill, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, thanks. Teddy, nice talking to you. Stay in touch.
All right, pal.
All right, there it is. You know, it's funny when he's like, he's got this urgency to his voice about getting the whole thing fixed, and I felt like saying, none of us here really care if it gets fixed.
Nope.
Yeah. No,
like, we're having you on right now so we can hear all the things about why it won't get fixed.
Are we certain that urgency had nothing to do with the fact that he might have been in a drive-thru as he was doing the interview?
That was a little weird. That was a little weird. I'm gonna call him out on that one. Yeah. But we appreciate his time nonetheless.
Yes. Definitely.
But here's the guy that covers his team that isn't sure how this thing gets fixed. You know? So they're as baffled as we are up there.
Well, the reason I asked him, does he have any allies, is because, like, I'm listening to the first couple answers, and I'm like, well, this guy hates Belichick, and that guy hates Belichick, and this guy who used to like him hates him. I'm like, okay, does anybody like him?
Dante Hightower. That's
his
guy.
He likes him? Okay.
Yeah,
Devin McCourty.
Devin McCourty, there you go.
Yeah, Devin McCourty. Like
House Media.
And Josh McDaniels, over an entire NFL franchise just to come back and take a subordinate job. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.